So, Georges Petitjean, you're the creator of the exhibition Before Time Began at the Royal Museum of Art and History. The majority of the works come from the Fondation Opale in Switzerland, and their recent works. Would you define them as contemporary art?
Yes, absolutely. The works are contemporary works of art in every sense, because most of them have been made now, quite recently, by people that live now, and in the context of globalized worlds, they speak to a larger public than their own. So they tick all the boxes to satisfy the criteria of contemporary art. At the same time, are they ancient art? Yes. They draw further on the oldest pedigree in the world of art. You have several of the collaborative works, just speaking about the very large collaborative work by the men. Of course, you see a number of contemporary things like a guitar, like Latin letters and so on, but in general, the visual language that you see, the iconography of concentric circles and so on, is an iconography that you will find on rock paintings that have thousands of years old. And so there is, it is, these contemporary paintings are not inspired on the old art, they are a continuation of it because it are the same people.
You feel that it's very much anchored in this tradition which dates so many thousands of years. And yet it's interesting to see this interpretation, and some go off in different directions than others, of course. But it's possibly a pleasant surprise for anybody visiting the exhibition that there are so many contemporary works, actually, because it's something that is not so widely known. When people think of Aboriginal art, we think more of the traditional art. There's also some very interesting installations and sculptures as well. And some of the more outstanding installations. Can you mention some of your favourite ones?
I think there are many misconceptions when people think of Aboriginal art and Aboriginal culture. Very typically, quite often, people think of Aboriginal culture as one homogeneous group. Well, that is simply not true. There are about 200 different languages being spoken. There are cultural differences. Of course, there is the underlying concept of the dreaming, which is true for the entirety of Australia, but there are differences in the art as well. A good example is, for instance, what is called the didgeridoo, which in Aboriginal languages has several other names, going from Yidaki to Dadalal. But the didgeridoo typically is seen in the Western world. This is Aboriginal, and immediately associated with the entirety of Australia. While the didgeridoo is only belongs traditionally to a very small part of Australia, a small part called Eastern Arnhem Land in North East Australia. But now people see the didgeridoo and think this is Aboriginal. So you can't typify Aboriginal culture just as being so or so. We have seen many paintings with dots in it, to the point that some people call Aboriginal art dot painting. But also that is not longer true. The dot is a very important element in many paintings, but there is a reason that that element is being used, namely to bring dynamism, visual dynamism in paintings, but it is certainly not true for all the artworks that the dot is being used.
How important is it for you to now to bring these works to Brussels and Belgium and to see them here in this in this museum?
For me personally, it is very important because I was born in Brussels, born and bred in Brussels. So it's bringing Aboriginal art to my hometown. While I've been spending about 30 years of my life, I've been dedicating about 30 years of my life to Aboriginal art. I wrote my thesis, my master's thesis for the VUB in the early 90s. It was also the first time I went to Australia in 1992, 93 again. So I've been following Aboriginal art and culture for many, many years. I also wrote my PhD in Australia, spent quite some time in desert country with Aboriginal people. So for me, it's bringing two worlds together. for me personally, and in another, in a more larger, broader sense, equally. And that was a statement that I was reading this morning, that the Aboriginal people, for them too, it's very important that they are in Brussels. They realize that Brussels is a very important place in Europe, that it is the capital of Europe. And I'm very happy to share their stories with us.
Georges Petitjean, thank you very much, and congratulations on the exhibition.